You're listening to Van Sounds. I'm Phil Corbett. So this week, I've got big news. I left my day job to focus on Van Sounds full-time. I started the show about 3 years ago and have decided that this is what I want to do, so I am going to do it. That said, I do still need to find a way for Van Sounds to pay rent, but I will bug you with that later. In the meantime, I'll just ask you to pick up your phone or laptop and recommend the show to a friend. So in June, Van Sounds contributor and writer for HowlsRoad.com, Kent Irwin, and myself went to Brazil. While we were there, the idea of going for it seemed to come up a lot, probably because we were in the middle of actively going for it. The two of us are in a band together and basically decided that we wanted to play music in Brazil, so we bought plane tickets and booked some shows.
Ever since the first time Fugazi went there, Brazil is just, you know, remarkable for the music that just seems to be in the air. Brazil in general, I mean, you hear drumming in the street or whatever, and you follow it up, and it's like little kids playing super complex rhythms, you know. This is Joe Lally, bass player of Fugazi.
When Fugazi went on its indefinite hiatus in 2003, Joe started a solo project.
And, you know, as a solo artist, I went over there three times because the first time I played with their musicians, the second time I brought a guitar player from Italy because I was living in Rome by then. And then the third time I brought a guitar player and a drummer.
And are you still living in Rome?
No, I came back last July. So it's really just a year now. I've been back in D.C. for a year.
I asked if he had ever just dove in and went for something.
Yeah, I guess playing my solo music was kind of like that. So in a way, you know, a lot of my playing early on, because I was moving around a lot and playing with different people, meaning that I would go places and hook up with people. Like I went to Australia and played with two brothers there. And it was, you know, the music becomes what those people are like. So it's definitely winging it. Winging it. It's not just doing a recording, and it's not just going out and performing. And so it's hard to just do one aspect of it, you know. It's definitely one of the biggest reasons why, you know, Fugazi just came to a halt, because if we couldn't do all of those things, we can't do them like 25%, you know. We just want to do the work all the way and let it be everything it can be, you know. It's like, it's hard. For me, I really do, I would rather like sort of crash and burn, you know, on some songs, or as the as a whole performance, to just keep it interesting to me. I just found I don't want to play it, you know, that safe.
On a sunny day in São Paulo, me and Kent took the metro down to the southern part of the city.
Okay, my name is Luciano Valério.
Luciano is a musician and the guy that brought Joe Lally to Brazil in the first place.
I realized that Joe was released like his first solo record, you know. I was like, wow, maybe it would be nice to like get in touch with this guy and ask him if he wants to play here in Brazil, you know, like. And then I just like sent an email to Discord, ask if like for Joe's email.
Discord is the record label that Fugazi was on and also ran.
And he was like, yeah, let's do it, you know. Like, and actually I never like booked a tour before, you know.
He just went for it. And right after the tour, he launched his own record label, Desmonta Records.
Yeah, Desmonta started in 2006, and then in 2010, I quit with all those kind of like jobs that I was doing on that time to keep like going with only Desmonta, you know, like because like was more records coming out, you know, like, more tours, you know, so now I can say that I can pay my bills with that, you know, like I can survive doing this kind of thing. Yeah, it's kind of like weird nowadays, like I think that I'm for already like 10 years I'm doing that, you know, like still paying my bills, you know, now with family and stuff, you know, like some years can be really tough, some others can be like better, you know. But yeah, we're still doing. It's difficult, it's not easy, but it's, you know, I don't know how to say in English, like take a step that you can, you know, like actually like,
how do you say that in Portuguese?
Um passo de cada vez, like step by step, you know, like keep going, you know. So I'm not like make big plans, you know, because I cannot like make huge steps, you know, so
yeah,
I go like step by step, you know, like smoothly, you know, like let things happen.
Yeah, it's funny, people tell me in the US, you know, I tell them that I like play music and I want to do this, like, or just be involved in music for my life, and then they're like, well, how are you gonna, you know, start a family? And I'm like, well, I want to, but like it's like, you know, it's a process to like get you on your feet in music. And like, did people ever tell you that, like, oh, well, you're not going to be able to do a like have a family with music or whatever,
yeah,
like that?
Yeah, it's something that you realize that after you start to, when you have a family, you realize that you can have a, like both, you know, like it's just life, you know, like it's just like you have a time for one thing, you have a time for to do other things, you know. If you want something, you can get it, you know, like you can go there and get in contact with people that you want, you know, like if you do it well, what do, you know, like you're gonna get it. Yeah.
So in that spirit, Kent contacted one of his favorite Brazilian bands, Mercenarias, a wild 80s post-punk band. For lack of a better term, they are kind of a big deal. There are a couple of really great videos of them playing that I will post in the episode description below.
When we're playing someplace.
This is Mercenaria's bassist, Sandra Coutinho.
They don't listen to us. They don't listen because we were women. So it seems like we don't know what we are doing. You know? To record it was the same, so you must have some guy to communicate it, the guy what he wants is, but I don't care about this. If they need this, I put some guy to say it's the producer, you know? I think that I don't care if they think that I'm not the owner of my own opinion or things like this. It's not my problem.
Was there any other kind of music that was like subversive or feminist before Mercenarias? In Brazil?
So, first, I don't think that we are feminist.
Okay.
It was an opportunity to put out all that I want to do. So if I want to cry or something, I could do that. Because I felt very familiar in this with my friends, the girls. We could do everything and express the way we wanted. And I knew that if I was on stage, I was like an army, you know. You are the four or the three that they, we are together to do, you know.
Yeah.
And fuck everybody that don't like it.
Sandra was very insistent that Mercenarias was not subversive on purpose. They were just making the noise that they wanted to make, and that alone was a statement.
So we could show a way to do good and different. You know, I think that it's the kind of the mission of the art, that through the art you choose another possibilities of express and of being.
And I think that's what I picked up from the three of them. Simply by doing what you think is good, you create a version of the world that you want to exist in. Van Sounds was produced by me, Phil Corbett, with help this week from Kent Irwin of HowlsRoad.com, Marcelo Florentino of Now De Contu, and Luisa De Moru. You can find the show on iTunes, PRX, Twitter, Facebook, and at our minimal website, vansounds.org. All that has been given can always be taken away. All that has been given can always be taken away. Heaven always. The music this week was In Order, our opening song Church by Porter, Decembro by Jesmond, Cartographer by Invention, Velas Brancas by Luciano Valerio's project, two songs from Mercenaria's self-titled EP, KRX by Eclept Insan, and finally this song, What Makes You by Joe Lally. As always, everything will be linked below. If you like the show and want to support this giant leap, recommend it to a friend. Pick up your phone right now and message somebody who might like it. You'd be surprised how much that really does help. More episodes are on the way, including at least one more with Tape from Brazil, and I will keep y'all updated on this big jump. Thanks for listening.